Marks and Reese are back. We'll keep you updated. Any breaking news that happens, I'm waiting for the Le'Veon Bell situation to him to sign with somebody today. Like, it doesn't seem like that maybe that's going to happen unless he decides to take the best deal out there, which appears to be the Jets. Maybe Howie right now is doing some digging, making some calls, getting in there.
I don't see it. Because you're still talking about spending upwards of $25 million guaranteed. I mean, unless Le'Veon's about to get $10 million guaranteed to sign somewhere.
He's still getting in the 30s.
He's still going to get a nice paycheck, and I just don't see the Eagles doing that.
Okay.
I mean, listen, I would love if Howie found a way to make it happen. I just... It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like...
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but it doesn't feel...
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
I'm hopeful. Do you want LeSean McCoy back with the Eagles? 67% right now at Mark's Reese WIP. Do not. That doesn't surprise me. This surprises me, and I'd like to get some conversation on this in addition to everything else.
What?
Would you rather keep Nelson Agholor at $9 million or use that money on a free agent running back? 54% say use the money on a running back. 54%? Mm-hmm. Nelson Agholor or Mark Ingram? Huh?
What would you choose? Well,
Mark Ingram.
Well, you didn't say Mark Ingram in the question.
Yeah but that's $9 million. I mean, you're talking about $9 million this year. That's what Nelson Agholor is scheduled to make. Mm-hmm. And then he either walks or you have to re-sign him to an extension or whatever. But $9 million this year, that would be the salary of a Tevin Coleman or a Mark Ingram.
Right.
Maybe if you phrased it like that, you would have an overwhelming response. I just look at it and say, a running back. You kidding me? This is and you're right. It leaves you a little thin at wide receiver. But I can go out and get one of these other guys, Jordan Matthews, one of these other guys to be the wide receiver. Still makes you a little bit thin. But... they need a running back, Ike. And I don't want to have to rely on these third-tier guys or bring a Shady back.
Uh-huh.
Give me Mark Ingram or even give me a Tevin Coleman right now. 888-729-9494. And I just don't think Nelson Agholor is that good. I just didn't see the impact last year. Maybe it was a down year. Granted.
Yeah, well, listen, he's been in the league 4 years and he's had one exceptional year. No, and that wasn't even a year that some would say justifies him being picked at the 20th spot in the first round.
It was his first real breakout
right?
year.
So, and it wasn't a Pro Bowl year.
No.
I mean, it was just better than the years he's had before.
Yep.
Even in that year, what did Nelson have? 60 catches?
62.
Yeah, 62 catches, 8 touchdowns. That's it's not Antonio Brown. That's not Odell Beckham.
But see, that's the thing. It seemed like that he was going to take that next step to being...
This year.
He's never going to be Antonio Brown or Beckham, but he could be... 1,000-yard guy. He could be an 80-catch guy.
Mm-hmm. If he were an offense that got him the ball like that, and quite frankly, Nelson needs to be more consistent as a wide receiver. I like Nelson. I really do. But I'm not going to act as if I didn't see drop balls.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to act as if I didn't see those things in certain moments.
Yep.
So... it's not as if Nelson is a finished product as a receiver, and as well as he played in 2017, there isn't enough there from his track record that says that's an indication of what he's going to be like in 2019 or 2020 or 2021. My biggest reason for wanting to keep Nelson was we don't have any other young wide receivers on this team. I mean, that we want. We got young wide receivers on this team. But they're just here.
There's no question you're better with them than without them.
Right.
Unless you were to bring somebody else in.
Say you got rid of Nelson. And to me, Alshon, I don't know how many more productive years we got of Alshon Jeffrey. Right? When you're looking at Alshon Jeffrey making $13 million a year. And Alshon is a guy that doesn't rely on speed.
Right.
So as he gets older, he's going to get slower. Not going to get faster, he's going to get slower. So then what does he become? Right? So when are you looking to move on from Alshon?
Right.
You already know D-Jack more than likely isn't a long-term solution.
It's a two-year at most.
So what do we have behind those guys? Sheldon Gibson, Mac Hollins?
Like, the answer is nothing.
And yeah.
You really don't.
Braxton Miller?
Stop it. These.
Man, he's a good quarterback at Ohio State.
Like, The drafts are killing the Eagles. You're seeing it right now.
Yes.
The drafts are killing the Eagles. They have no depth. They have very few young players that are contributing right now.
That's hurting the team.
You don't have
because we're asking Howie to perform miracles every free agent year.
You don't have to sign Malik Jackson to a $30 million contract if you drafted somebody that could step in and be making $500,000.
If Elijah Qualls could play.
Anybody, man.
Well, I'm just saying these are guys they drafted in the past.
A six-round pick should be able to slide in and start as your run-stuffing tackle.
Yeah.
Should be able to.
Well, that's why you drafted him.
Go to the phones. 888-729-9494.
Start hitting on these draft picks.
That's a Twitter. Ike. It's this year. They can't have another year misses this year. They have to get impact players.
Yep.
Marks and Reese Twitter poll question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, make it remarkable at Marks Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville or online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's go to, we got Wes in Stratford. What's up, Wes?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing today?
How are you, buddy?
What up, Wes?
Good. So I got a couple points. One, you do not get rid of Aguilar. The 1 year he had that was great, the best thing about it was all the pressure was off him. We had Torrey Smith. We had Alshon Jeffrey. So everything opened up for him. This year you got Deshaun on the outside. You got Alshon. You got Goddard. You got Ertz. So I really think he's going to have a big year. But the one thing about Howie, I love him because he can work the cap and he makes sure that we go into the drafts being able to take the best player available. Because he fills the glaring needs. The problem I have is he just doesn't hit on picks. Like, it shouldn't be that hard to find a running back. You know what I mean? Like, we missed on Alvin Kamara because we took Sidney Jones. We missed on Kareem Hunt, who turned into something. We took Donnell Pumphrey, who's trash.
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon Gibson hasn't turned into anything. Like, the one thing that I think is a knock on Howie is he's not a good drafter. And I thought Joe Douglas was supposed to...
Oh, Joe Douglas, future star GM in the NFL.
No,
hello,
he's not.
Joe Douglas. Hello.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no, but all I heard was Joe Douglas for 2 years. Like, oh, Joe Douglas, you can't let him leave. He's the one holding the team together.
It's a fair thing, and you know,
it's true.
We need depth because we're not exactly working with the Mayo Clinic as far as our medical staff. Everybody goes down with a strained hamstring every other week.
And even worse, they stay out for like 2 months, man.
Look here, man. Darren Sproles, we need to see him. I almost forgot he was on the
team. I want to bring him back, by the way.
Anyway, I love your show, guys.
You're funny, Wes.
Appreciate it, Wes.
Thank you, yeah.
Big year for Joe Douglas, huh?
Hello? You there, Joe?
I think, listen, here's the thing with the draft, right?
Uh-huh.
Who do you blame? I don't know who picked who.
Howie.
Right?
I mean...
So when did Joe get the credit?
We went through years of, was this an Andy draft? Was this a Howie draft? Right. Was this a Joe Banner draft? Was this a Mo draft? We never knew who was drafting. We had to guess, right?
Yep.
I just put everything on Howie. He hired Joe.
Right.
If he's saying, all right, Joe, I trust you on this, then that's Howie's call. Or he needs to go out and find somebody that can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I am right now. By the way, weren't a lot of teams calling for Joe Douglas to interview him for vacant GMs this year, right? Big year for Joe Douglas.
Yeah. I think so. I think that, listen, they sent him down to the Senior Bowl. Howie didn't go down. Joe's down there with his staff. They're scouting. So this may be the first one where Joe has the majority of the influence on the players being selected.
Maybe.
Because it's rare that Howie doesn't attend the Senior Bowl and all that.
Yeah,
so.
He seems to have really taken on a bigger picture where he's ultimately making the final decision with Jeffrey and Doug. But he really is kind of the president of everything right now. I would like to see Joe Douglas succeed, become the GM that's answering to Howie.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I look at what the Steelers do. They get stars and they don't draft them high. They get running back. I mean, can we just hire whoever the Steelers use to draft wide receivers and linebackers and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, we need it, especially for wideouts. Steelers can draft all wideouts.
What are they doing, man?
I don't know what that is over there. They know wideouts.
They do. Well, James Conner was the seventh round pick. He was a late round. No, he wasn't a seventh. He was the third round pick.
But they knew him. He's right there in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Looked pretty good last year.
That wasn't a secret. I think teams... He had the heart issue, right?
He did.
Man, that scared a lot of people.
He fell a little bit,
yeah,
no doubt.
He was good in college. That right, Ben?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Pitt Panther's not paying attention in there.
That's about right.
Let's go to Grant in Bluebell. Hi, Grant. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What up, Grant?
Man, oh, man, what a time it is to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Man, so much
to talk
about.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to start off with a kind of me just embarrassing myself. I think me and the Eagles agree with this. It's time to move on from Jason Peters.
The Eagles don't agree with that.
They just signed up for a one-year deal for $10 million.
Yeah.
Right, well, he's going to play this year. That's the point.
Yeah, well, I mean, like...
They could have cut him. They could have cut him and he wouldn't be here.
Game. Listen, this man is falling apart. How old is he? Like 37 years old, I think?
37. Yeah.
This man gets... I don't know. This man falls apart probably every single game. It's... I don't know. The first round of 2019 draft, I think we got to draft him left tackle.
You want offense?
I want offense. I want a good left tackle. Someone to play behind Jason Peters.
Yeah, what about Jordan Mailata?
I don't know. I mean,
none of us do.
We think we do.
But some of us have him in the Hall of Fame already, though.
I mean, like, do we not have any faith in Big V to be our left tackle for the season?
See, I did. I'm with you, Grant. Listen, they went and won the Super Bowl with Big V playing out there left tackle. You know, we talk about how great of a coach Jeff Stoutland is, and I believe that as well. I think last year was more on Big V than anything. You know, last year Big V was feeling himself all offseason. He had started in place of Jason Peters for the second half of the season. He was a big part of the run going into the postseason, into the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking at it like, I'm the left tackle. You know, that's, and as a young player, didn't really know how to handle success. So you hope Big V learned from the way he handled last offseason. By the way, I think 75% of his team handled last offseason.
Like Big V.
Like Big V did. He was the only dummy that actually admitted it to everybody.
Here's what's troublesome to me with Big V.
But I would imagine he's going to work harder this offseason.
But here's what I worry about. They won the Super Bowl with him, but yet the Eagles are bringing Jason Peters back, and it seems like that they're not comfortable with him being a starting tackle in this team.
Listen, when you're a young player – and you basically you just displayed to us that you're not a professional yet, that you can't be relied upon.
Yeah.
You just admitted to everybody, including your teammates, you didn't do anything all offseason. So part of them, they're nervous. Like, I could see why they wouldn't just hand it over to Big V. They may like him, but they're like, he doesn't have a long enough track record where it shows we can go in and move past Jason, and he's going to handle being in this position.
Mm-hmm.
They also look at it like, okay, we either have Jason here or we have Big V and Mailata battling
out. Guy's your primary backup.
Well, and they're battling it out, and we still don't know what we're going to get from either guy for 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't know what you're getting from Jason Peters either, but you know more about him than you do about the other two.
When he's out there, you know that you're going to get a competent tackle. It's the problem. You don't know how many games he's going to finish. You don't know how many games he's going to be out there. You don't. That's a worry. That's a worry. But
to me, it's the same thing that people have with Carson Wentz. I think most people feel like Carson Wentz is a good quarterback.
Yep.
Stays healthy. He's going to show you that.
It's the staying healthy thing.
Only difference is he's not 37.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but staying healthy, he's going to show you how good of a quarterback he is. Yeah. Jason Peters, healthy, all situations ideal. He's a starting left tackle.
All right.
The problem is, he's not always healthy.
He is not.
Yeah.
Nelly against a running back. Nelson Aguilar coming back $9 million, or you go out and you get one of those running backs. 888-729-9494. Or you bring LeSean McCoy back.
Shady.
888-729-9494.
Both of them like, nah, hell no. We're not bringing Shady back.
I would not. We have Rob and Mike who are sitting in today.
Like, nah, we're not bringing Shady back.
I am not either. Most of Twitter is not. But there are people out there, and that's who we would like to hear from.